Okay, as I recall, there were two key elements that I was going to discuss today. One of them, hold on, I'm sipping my coffee here. Yes, I'm drinking latte and Monster and soy milk all at the same time. Isn't that amazing? No, I don't have any water. I'm getting a headache. No, I don't know if the headache's from the caffeine or the lack of water or the fact that I've been talking to myself. No, we're gonna do bodybuilding. I think we're gonna do bodybuilding today. Yeah, let's focus on bodybuilding. As a Westerner in Taiwan, I'm a bit of a commodity. Being 40 years old, I'm like, I look good. I look much younger than I am, but I am somewhat mature. And guys that are 40 years old that have a very handsome, attractive body have an advantage because there aren't many models like that. There are a lot of college kids that can go double at moonlight as a model and get a little bit of cash, but they're not going to grow. They come and go. I got a buddy over here who was an Abercrombie & Fitch model, and all they did was take a picture of his nipples. Like, you know, and the guy is huge and enormous and well-accomplished. They're just, you know, young guys that lift weights are a dime a dozen. But can you maintain? See, how many times have I said this? I didn't want to be enormously huge, so my shoulders were too broad to walk through a doorway when I was in college. I wanted to be fit and LGN when I was in my 50s. And same thing with, same thing with stuff that married people do. Well, married people do less and less these days. Same thing that people who should be married do more of than people who are married. I'm very big on the whole for life thing. Like it needs to last your full life. Okay. But well, I mean, we take this nasty nightmare and then we call it marriage and we ram it down people's throat and tell people that you have to live in that hell that we create for ourselves. Otherwise God hates you. And it's like, no wonder it's so unhappy. The people escape from it and divorce to get out of it. Or there's no things that people should be doing in that context that's being done. So it's the principle. It's the spirit of the law that God created. And he wants us to follow that. It's forever. I've been through that. Well, there might be some people that weren't familiar with that. And I want to clarify that. Okay, so where was I with all this? I want to be living a thriving, happy, healthy. I want the naked side of my life to be thriving when I'm 50. Can I say that? We'll put it that way. And so far it's served me well because my body is, I'm about a month away at any time for all my life since the last 20 years, you know, since college, in my adult life, I've been 1 or 2 months away from being able to be a good, decent model. And I just have to step on it. So I've decided that I'm going to step on it and just make myself a celebrity. Now, this week is social media week. That's kind of what the theme has been. My good buddy, YouTuber buddy. He and his photographer want to, well, camera, they say photographer because of translation. He and his cameraman both want to teach me camera work. They want to teach me the photography skill of holding a camera and being able to change focus and zoom in and out quickly for sports photography and action photography stuff and to understand the different settings on the camera, which some I do understand very well, but just haven't practiced and memorized at all. They want to work with me on that to become some type of a cameraman, which I'm interested in doing. But at the same time, I am also a personality. I'm an actor director. I'm a YouTuber. But when my YouTuber buddy needs to go somewhere and do sports and his photographer, his cameraman can't go with him, I'll go be the backup camera guy. And this is my buddy. And I'll tell you what, I love making videos with people. I really love it. So that's going to happen. And one thing that's interesting in the modeling industry in Taiwan, the way modeling industry in Taiwan works, if someone's a professional model, they have an agent they work with, And they also post daily Instagram photos to their feed, not stories, photos. Like their feed is always growing. And it's these vanity glamour shots. And nobody wants to follow it. It's not typical Instagram. It basically ends up being like spam content. But what happens is modeling clients. Okay, so we're talking the companies to advertise something. Like you know, the restaurant that wants a model to come in and model the food. You know, pretend to be the clerk behind the cash register, whatever. The company that needs to run the advertising will contact the modeling agency. Hey, we need this. Who do you got? They say, well, we'll send you Billy. And then the client says, show us Billy's Instagram account. We want to see Billy's Instagram photos from every day last week. And we're talking photos that are $150 to $300 a shoot. You know, in a country where rent costs $250. Okay. So you've like one day you've got to pay about a month's rent, and they want to see those being put up daily and weekly. Now you'd probably take the shot weekly or once a month and then stagger them and put them out daily, but they want to see recents. We're talking within the last month or week. And so these models spam their Instagram accounts with all these photos. And if they don't do that, then nobody hires them. And they're always promoting, I'm a model. Look at me, I'm a model. I'm a model. I'm a model. I do modeling. And they annoy everybody with, I'm a model. I'm a model. I'm a model. I'm a model. And that's how they get clients. And so they rise up and become famous as models in that way. But my YouTuber buddy gets all kinds of modeling advertising gigs, and he doesn't do any of that. He takes pictures of a dog that's trying to eat his skateboard. Like, he takes a picture of any, he takes a picture of his stupid friends drinking beer on the curb at night. Or I don't know, something like, you know, he just does normal person stuff on his Instagram. And people follow it because he's him. He's accomplished, he's a good YouTuber, and he's accomplished as a skater. And as an athlete, for that matter. And so because of this, he already has fame. And so he gets the modeling gigs that pay very well without an agent and without promoting himself as an annoying model. Does that make sense? Are you following me on this? Okay. Well, that's basically what my plan is. My plan is to take my body up to the next level where I have a professional model's body and just use that on Instagram. And every once in a while, pop the shirt off, photo image, go, not trying to be weird or anything, but I'll do some of these and it'll catch on and that'll develop a level of fame. And then I'll get, that's my strategy. That's my plan. That's my plan. That's my plan. I'm basically using it to market myself. And so if I'm a face, people will want me to appear in their advertisements because people will recognize my face. Like, oh, I know that guy. Oh, I know that guy. And then they'll be interested in the ad. Oh, he's there. Who is that guy? Oh, I know. I've seen that guy. Oh, we know who he is. Like I say, I was driving down the road. I said in the podcast on Monday, I was driving down the road and this guy kept stopping at the same light as me. We were both going faster than other traffic. And I just asked him a few questions. I said, do you live in this area? I'm thinking about moving here. Is rent too expensive? Is it convenient? Yeah, it's not bad. You know, we're just talking about this conversation, you know, from one traffic light to the next. And then he asked me, he says, you know that one YouTuber guy? I'm like, yeah, he's my really good friend. And yeah, he's like, yeah, I know who you are. I'm like, wow. You know, you meet him everywhere. No, why am I a bad person? I may have to save that story for another time. No, I went to a local skate. I offend people. I used to be very uncomfortable with myself. And I made people mad and I'd go apologize to them. I went back. I said, I found out, you know, you told my good friend that you were frustrated with me. Thank you for not talking bad, but you went to my friend and you're right. And, you know, I'm uncomfortable myself. Well, you know what got me to get comfortable myself? Sitting with friends and not talking, just chilling. We're talking like ghetto on the steps. Just chilling got me comfortable with myself. See you next week.